Nicole hosts Easter every year. That's why she shops at BJ's Wholesale Club, stocking up on spiral ham, baked goods, fresh flowers, candy, and 5 dozen eggs.
I've got a lot of baskets to fill.
Nicole's not worried because she knows she can save big and get it all done in one trip.
It's like winning the Easter egg hunt.
When you save, everyone wins. Get a $15 digital coupon when you spend $150 in one transaction, now through April 5th. Visit BJ's.com/Easter coupon for details. BJ's, your Easter destination.
Not more than a week or two ago, I hiked out on a long trail in the dense woods behind my town. I lived in a really close-knit town with just under 1,000 people, so we were pretty far out from any big populated cities. The woods on the outskirts were very flat, no mountains or hills, but had a few ponds and some small rivers running through the middle. I was heading to one of these rivers. I'd been there before a few times, though I'd never had the chance to camp there until this day. As I could recall from the previous times, I knew it was about a 3-hour walk, almost perfectly north. As I walked between the trees, it was very quiet, aside from birds and other animals rustling the leaves around me. There were no people or hikers, and I didn't plan to see anyone, because this was not even a trail, it was just open woods. But as I was just 45 minutes out from the river, I ran into someone. We were both walking toward each other, and it seemed like neither of us had noticed the other until we were just a few feet away, separated by only a couple trees. I know I had a confused and almost nervous look, finding it really unusual to run into someone off trail in the middle of these woods, but the man had the same look. I was about to break the silence and say hello, but after a second, his face shifted into a slight nervous smile and he turned to walk off to the side. I followed his lead and kept on walking as well, but I looked back once I got a little further away and saw the man was no longer walking, but almost running away. Not saying a word when running into each other gave me a somewhat unsettled feeling. But seeing him run off like that only made it even stranger. It was like the man did not want to be seen, or he didn't care about the almost impossible chance that we had run into each other. Whatever the case, I kept minding my own business and made my way to the river. This was no campsite or anything, so I just plopped my bag and tent down on the flattest area I could find. Then I got a fire going, since the sun was just about to set. I tossed in a bunch of random sticks and twigs that were around and made sure it would burn for a couple hours at least. I was hoping to stay up and wait until the stars came out so I could do some stargazing. Away from town, I can often get a good view of the Milky Way, which is a sight I never want to miss out on. Hours passed while I was sitting and waiting until a distinct sound came through the quiet woods behind me. Footsteps, slow and careful ones. I turned and looked, not seeing much in the dark. As I gazed around though, the footsteps stopped, telling me that while I may not see them, they can see me. I reached down for my bag and picked up a heavy-duty flashlight, shining it at the trees. I could see decently far now, but as I moved it back and forth, I didn't see anyone. I felt my heart rate increasing a bit as the unsettling feeling came over me again.
Anyone out there?
I tried again.
Hello?
Not even the sound of another footstep. After a moment of contemplation, I started to walk toward where I'd heard the sound from. I thought maybe there was a chance I was mistaken, but I needed to be sure. I carefully stepped through the woods, keeping the flashlight steadily pointing ahead until I got to where I thought the sound was from. I moved the light to my left, looking behind each tree, until the light suddenly revealed a large man. It was the one I'd run into only a few hours ago. He was no more than 20 feet away, but even with the light on him, he stood still. In an act of quick thinking, I tried to not react and continued to move my flashlight across the woods, hoping he would think that I somehow didn't see him. Then I began walking back to the tent, trying to act as unbothered as possible. I picked up my bag and looked around once more, before quickly leaving my tent and campfire behind and walking into the woods along the riverside. Once I felt I'd made enough distance, I sprinted as far as I could until I was without a doubt away from that man. I found a spot to rest at and sat there awake until sunrise. I don't think I was followed, as I was able to make it out without ever hearing or seeing that man again. I'm not sure why he was out there, or why he had shown up and hid by my campsite, but I never went back to retrieve my tent, in fear that I might find out. I had taken my RV out to a forest a couple miles from my house. I live in a rural area with a lot of surrounding forests, so camping is a pretty common thing around here. The place I had driven out to was not all that well known though, being a camping spot only big enough to fit a few RVs. I liked it because rarely would anyone else be there, and the path to drive down was wide enough to easily fit my RV. When I got there, the grassy field I parked in was empty. I had no plans, so I just stayed in for a bit before getting out and setting up the exterior with the overhanging tent. Then I got my chair set up and started gathering some wood to make a campfire with. It was well before night, but I just wanted to be prepared before it got too dark out. I went out into the woods behind the RV, far enough to where I couldn't really see the camping site anymore. A lot of the wood was still wet from a rainfall we had a couple nights ago, so it took a while to find some nice dry pieces to use. I had been out probably 20 minutes, but when I got back to the RV, there was a man setting up a tent nearby. He nodded at me as I came back into the campsite, and I nodded back, just as in a way to acknowledge each other. I didn't see anything strange about him, and really thought nothing of it, aside from being a little upset that I'd be sharing the area with someone else now. After tossing the sticks on the ground, I went back into my RV for some privacy to grab a beer and sit inside with the sunroof open. I'm not too sure how long I was in there for, maybe 30 or so minutes, before I got up and checked out the window. The man had finished setting up his tent, but now that it was all put together, I realized how rugged it was. It had tons of holes and gashes through it, with flaps hanging off and blowing in the wind. It looked like an old tent that had been left out for years without ever being taken care of, and it wasn't even in good enough condition to be any better than just sleeping out in the open. Through the holes, though, I didn't see the man inside the tent. I looked in the nearby area, but he was nowhere else in the camping grounds. I left the RV and started making my campfire as I continued to look at the awful tent he'd put up and wondered why he was using that and how odd it was that he thought it was good enough to use. As the sun set, I got the fire burning and sat beside it, still unsure where the man had gone off to. I sat for a while as the darkness overcame the woods, leaving only the dim light of the campfire illuminating the small area around me. The night went by slowly as it went on, because I began wondering more and more where the man was, and why he hadn't returned to his tent now that it was getting so late. I checked my watch, seeing it was nearly 10 p.m., which meant that it had been dark for almost 4 hours. I got up from my chair and walked a bit closer to the man's tent, just to make sure he really wasn't there.
"Are you in there?"
I called out. There was no response. I stood in the middle of the campgrounds and looked around at the dark forest surrounding me, thinking maybe the man was lost out there. But as I looked around in all directions, the eeriness began growing on me, until a sudden movement by one of the trees made me stop in place. I stared at where I saw it from, still not sure exactly what it was that I saw, until my eyes slowly began to make out the outline of a man standing right next to the tree. They were still, as if trying to not be seen. A wave of fear came over me, and the longer I looked at him, the less sure I was that he was the same man I'd seen at the tent. I took a few slow steps back, then hurried into my RV. I peered out the window, seeing the man still in the same spot and looking in my direction. After a slight hesitation, I quickly made my way to the front cabin and turned on the RV, driving away from the camp. What terrifies me every time I think about it is if that wasn't the man from the tent and was just someone else standing out in the forest. Maybe he did something to the other man, or maybe they were together and the man from the tent was somewhere else in the woods, watching me without me even knowing it. Two years ago, I lived with my younger brother on the East Coast. For the most part, though, we didn't really go out much. I mean, we'd hang out with friends a lot and get food or whatever, but we never really went out and did anything interesting. I started to look up things to do, and one of the most common suggestions was camping, because we were right along the Appalachians. I told my brother, but he didn't seem very interested. A couple days later, I went out and bought a few things, like a small tent and some safety tools, then packed up one of my old backpacks and drove out to a nearby trail. Yes, I was really inexperienced, and going camping alone was not a good idea, but I'd only planned to be out for one night, so I figured even if there was a problem, it wouldn't be so bad. After an hour of driving, I got to the trail. No other cars were parked, and I didn't see any other people. I got out and put on my backpack, then walked to the trailhead. It was thin and not a really well-made path, but was good enough. I don't think it was a popular trail. I just found it by scrolling through a huge list and choosing one that wasn't too long. As I hiked down, though, it became more and more clear how little used this trail was. Bushes were overgrown and blocking the way, and even in some portions, the grass had grown in and made it really hard to tell what was the trail and what wasn't. But after an hour, I made it to the end. After seeing the trail, it was about what I'd expected the camping ground to be. It was small and mostly overgrown, but there was something I noticed right away that caught my attention. A pile of logs on the other side of the camping ground. I walked up to it and saw that flakes of charred wood were blowing off in the wind, so it had to have been used recently, maybe even the night before. I looked around again, not seeing any tents or signs of someone being here, though. Unsure about it, I went to the other end and put my things down, then got to work on the tent. It wasn't that late yet, so I took my time to make sure the tent was well made. Once I was done, I took a breather, sitting down and chilling for a bit. There was about an hour left of sunlight, and I spent it eating and sitting inside the tent on my sleeping bag. After a while, I could tell the sun was setting, but soon after, a sound came from somewhere nearby. A crackling sound, like from a campfire. I unzipped the opening and stepped out, being immediately faced by a man sitting across the campsite, right next to where the half-burnt logs were. He was older than me, probably in his 40s, but there wasn't much else I could see from the little amount of sunlight coming in through the trees. He was already looking at me, so I nervously waved my hand at him. The man waited a few seconds, then lifted his hand as well. I went around to the back of my tent and got a pile of sticks, then made a small campfire. It only took a few minutes before it was mostly dark out. There was only the light from my campfire and the man's campfire on the other side. I kept looking over, trying to see if he had a tent or a backpack or something, but all I could see was him, Every time I looked, I only got more weirded out and uneasy. Where did he even come from? My tent was set up right next to the trail, so I would have heard him walk up unless he came from the other side, which was just empty woods. I sat out there for at least an hour, probably two, and never saw the man move from his spot. He just sat by the fire, looking forward. Eventually, I went inside my tent, figuring I had to be overthinking all of this, and the man was probably just another camper. He was at a public camping ground after all. I laid down and tried to rest, but I don't think my mind would let me sleep for some reason, so I just stared at the ceiling and listened to the faint crackling of the man's campfire. I was in there for probably another hour before I heard leaves slowly crunching, making their way toward my tent. I sat up and listened more carefully until I could see the shadow of the man standing on the other side of the fabric. My whole body froze, watching him just stand there for a moment, not moving, not speaking. Then his shadow started moving away as I heard the leaves crunch into the distance. I quickly unzipped the tent and looked out. The campground was empty. The man was gone, having left only the burning logs. I started to pack up, shoving the tent into its holder and even breaking some of the rods just to move faster. I left without ever seeing the man come back. As for what happened out there, or what was going to happen, I really don't know.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.